Welcome to $100 Plus Mileage. This is the podcast that unpacks some of the 1,320 bills in the New Hampshire legislature this year. By the way, we're at the halfway point of the legislative session, which means there's only about 650 bills left to go through. That's a lot to keep up with, but we're here to help. And today we're coming to you in front of a live studio audience, here with students and the New Hampshire Press Association at Keene State College. I'm Mike Dunbar from Citizens Count.
And I'm Anna Brown from Citizens Count. Usually we focus on one bill each episode, but this week we have a roundup of related bills on one topic, artificial intelligence.
Last I checked, New Hampshire has yet to get a visit from time-traveling Terminators, but artificial intelligence is still taking over. Chatbots are replacing customer service operators, generative AI is taking over human stock photos, and students are letting ChatGPT do their homework. Until the federal government takes action, it's up to state legislators to draw the line. Now the New Hampshire House and Senate are working on five bills that define the legal and illegal use of artificial intelligence, AI. Anna, where do we start?
Let's start with the bills that seem to have the most support. These are bills that would add quote-unquote synthetic images to existing laws about illegal sexual images. First, HB 1319 adds photoshopped or AI-generated images to the law against non-consensual dissemination of private sexual images, also known as revenge porn. The original law, passed in 2016, makes it a felony to share private sexual images of another person without their consent. Less than a decade after that law passed, bad actors no longer need real sexual images of a victim. They can use an app or pay a deepfake creator to put any person's face into a pornographic video. Supporters of HB 1319 argue the law needs to catch up to that reality.
Yeah, and I've definitely seen headlines about this topic. AOC and Taylor Swift were both attacked like this.
I recall X actually blocked search terms for Taylor Swift until they could take down all the images because it was such a problem. And if the almighty Taylor Swift can't stop this from happening, imagine how hard it is for us average Joes to handle something like this.
I would expect this bill had broad support.
The Senate passed a very similar bill, SB 464, so it's safe to say some version of this law is absolutely going to make it to Governor Sununu's desk. The Senate also wants to add AI-generated images to the law against child sexual abuse images through SB 564. According to a committee report written by Senator Shannon Chandley, a Democrat from Amherst, people creating computer-generated child sexual abuse material can avoid the legal system because the depicted children are not actual people, as defined by the state's criminal code. Currently, the definitions in RSA 649-A:2 leave New Hampshire citizens vulnerable. This bill seeks to close the loophole and keep the children of this state safe.
Okay, so at first glance, this seems like it should totally be illegal, but I notice eight people signed in against SB 564 on the Senate side. What's the objection?
Well, none of those opponents testified at the public hearing, so we have to guess a little bit. When I poked around online, I found some people arguing that fake images are a safe outlet for pedophiles, which hasn't been proven one way or another, since it's not like that's an ethical experiment to set up. Some people also argue that looking at those images makes a pedophile more likely to assault a child. I think there's also, at a certain point, some gray area around free speech. There are adults who make pornography who intentionally make themselves look underage, so maybe those silent bill opponents are concerned about where law enforcement would draw the line. We can only speculate. SB 564 is waiting on a vote from the full House of Representatives.
All right, let's move into some slightly less scary bills. What about those deepfake Biden phone calls in New Hampshire this year? Any bills related to that?
Absolutely. HB 1596 requires political advertisements to disclose if they are using Photoshop or AI to create fake media within 90 days of an election. In particular, the media must include this statement: "This video, audio, or image has been manipulated or generated by artificial intelligence technology and depicts speech or conduct that did not occur."
Right. And of course, you have to wonder, as with many laws like this, if bad actors would follow such disclosure laws, but we'll leave that to law enforcement.
Always the challenge, for sure. And this bill passed the House on a voice vote, which means the chorus of ayes was clearly louder than the nays. Some opponents of HB 1596 are concerned it infringes on free speech, but still some broad support there. HB 1596 has a companion bill that more generally bans, quote, fraudulent use of deepfakes, unquote. That bill, HB 1432, makes it a felony to use AI to create an image, audio, or visual of a person with the intent to cause harm. That person harmed could also sue for damages. So this could be anything, not just porn, that causes harm. Maybe fake videos of someone making a racist speech or kicking a dog.
Yeah, there was a great quote during the public hearing for this one by Representative Thomas Corman, who said, quote, "You can certainly imagine situations where deepfakes can be used for good, you know. The one I joke about is Abe Lincoln talking about preventing forest fires," unquote.
Such a delightful example to remind us that AI isn't always bad. Anyway, the Senate has yet to vote on HB 1432. In a recent Senate hearing, there were some questions about how this bill might interact with existing libel law, but it didn't seem like that was a major roadblock.
Okay, last up today, we have HB 1688. That's a bill to regulate how state agencies use AI.
Classic New Hampshire on this one. We don't want Big Brother peeping on us. So the bill covers a lot of different areas. For example, HB 1688 would prohibit the use of AI for real-time biometric identification. Think face scanning in a crowd. The bill also requires a human review if AI is used to make impactful decisions that cannot be undone, such as operating critical infrastructure. The bill also requires state agencies to inform the public if they are interacting with an AI chatbot.
HB 1688 is kind of a package with HB 1596 and HB 1432, yes?
Correct. The House wrote all three bills about political ads, about harm in general, and then this one about the state using similar definitions of AI and deep fakes. So they're arguing the Senate should pass the bills without any significant changes. And we're waiting for the Senate to vote.
All right, now we've covered AI in revenge porn, child sexual abuse images, political ads, harmful deepfakes, and state government. That's a lot of AI law. Is there anything else?
That's all for this year, but there are plenty of bills in other states, which New Hampshire legislators could copy next year. A lot of legislation comes about that way. People see things happening in other states and they want to bring it here. So Congress also considering bills that could add on to any regulations or criminal penalties that New Hampshire might pass. I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for Congress to pass anything these days, though, I'm sorry to say.
Well, what sort of ideas are out there?
Some of the bills look to restrict AI in specific industries. For example, an Illinois legislator introduced a bill that would prohibit gambling platforms from collecting user data with the intent to predict individual gambling behavior. Other states are looking at potential discrimination and want employers to conduct bias audits on any AI decision-making tools. So, for example, our neighbor Vermont is considering a bill that would require employers to write a one-time impact assessment before using any automated decision system. States might also want to capitalize on the use of AI for innovation and growth. So Maryland, for example, created an Industry 4.0 technology grant program. And that includes grants for manufacturing enterprises that are looking to implement AI for continuous improvement of efficiency and productivity. That was a quote.
And I have to give a shout out to a New Hampshire bill we talked about in a previous episode. That was HB 1599, which would have created the right to use AI in self-defense. You heard that right. Legislators decided the bill wasn't ready for prime time, but given the New Hampshire live free or die spirit, I wouldn't be surprised if that idea comes back again next year.
If you have an opinion on any of the bills mentioned in this article, or an idea for a new one, reach out to your state legislator. You can find who represents you by visiting citizenscount.org and clicking elected officials in the navigation bar. Not sure how to share your opinion or what to say? Check out our advocacy toolkit, and that's at citizenscount.org/how-2.
All right, it's that time for Only in New Hampshire. Anna, what's the story this week?
If you're a sci-fi fan, you may recall that Isaac Asimov had three rules of robotics. First, a robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. Second, a robot must obey orders given it by human beings except where such orders would conflict with the first law. And third, a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law. Well, I am happy to announce that the New Hampshire Department of Information Technology has its own version of these laws for AI. Sort of. I am stretching a little bit here, but the department published a code of ethics for the use and development of generative artificial intelligence and automated decision systems, which they recommended all state agencies adopt. This came out before the legislator started work on the bills we talked about. Nice to know folks over at Department of Information Technology are on top of the AI takeover. The Code of Ethics identifies five fundamental human rights, four ethical principles, and seven requirements for AI systems. The four ethical principles come closest to Asimov's three rules of robotics. They are number one, respect for human autonomy, number two, prevention of harm, number three, fairness, and number four, explicability, which is a fancy way of saying the AI system needs to be transparent in a way that could be understood by the public. I'd say the one thing they don't have in there is something about the AI not destroying itself. And I personally have never experimented with what would happen if you told a state AI chatbot to jump off a bridge.
Yeah, I
love Star Trek as a kid, you know, and all that stuff. But I think that the problem I've seen with AI recently is that it's good at following the rules that it's given until it's really not. My favorite example of this is that ChatGPT isn't allowed to be rude or say certain things that would be offensive, right? But people online get it to do that by saying, I want you to imagine a world where in order to the version of politeness, it's like opposite day, basically. Being polite to me is being rude, and being rude is being polite. So I want you to be polite by being rude. And then it gets it to say all of this crazy stuff. So it seems like we need to get it better at following rules before we can get too hopeful about instilling things like this.
Yeah, definitely. This is artificial more than intelligence, right? It's great at copying things and mimicry, but mimicry is not intelligence in and of itself. And you are absolutely right about it's easy to trick ChatGPT. I definitely have played around with that in my own experience. I got it. I forced it to start considering the trolley problem, which, if listeners are unfamiliar, that's the classic scenario where you're standing in front of a trolley and there's people tied on the tracks. And then you can flip a switch and it'll go on a different track, but there's also people tied on that track. And then it's, who do you want to kill? And so I presented this to ChatGPT, and, you know, as you talked about, you can kind of trick it into breaking its own rules, and was forcing it to decide between all sorts of people, like, you know, doctors and engineers and children and old people. And ChatGPT at the moment on that day anyway, thought that engineers were the most superior people on the planet, by the way. So take that for what you will.
Oh boy, yeah, it gets dystopian so quickly. It's crazy. All right, that wraps it up for this episode of $100 Plus Mileage, but you can find more information and episodes at citizenscount.org. This podcast is made possible by a generous grant from Northeast Delta Dental. We'd like to thank Franklin Pierce University for producing and the Granite State News Collaborative for hosting. Our theme music is composed by me, Mike Dunbar. And lastly, we thank you for giving us a listen and thinking about how you can be part of what makes New Hampshire by the people, for the people.